Good morning, we're continuing Chayadim Klal, Lamed Simen Beis. Obarabasim Hiskila Baruch Ubayud, Yarmar Kadashalach, Kriya Shema, the Shach, Kriya Shema, Ubirchu said. So they said Baruch with 10 people, then somebody walked out, so you only have 9 people, and you get to the end of Birchu's Kriya Shema, say Chus Lord, they say the Baruch, they say the paragraph of Baruch Hashem Ba'alam, and we finish off that paragraph, and lo and behold, there's not 10 people. So do you say the Kaddish before Shema Nesrei? The answer is that you do. Because that Kaddish acts as a buffer between Birchus Kriya Shema. Anytime we transition from one section of Tehillah to another section of Tehillah, we say Chati Kaddish. From Sukkot Zimra to Birchus Kriya Shema. From Birchus Kriya Shema to Shema Nesrei, theoretically would be Shahid, but there's a law you can't be mousing. So we don't have an option. From Chazor HaShatz to Asher B'Metziyah. So that's what we say Chati Kaddish in all the situations. The Chati Kaddish, what the Chayyadim is telling me over here, is not that it's connected. It could have potentially to one of three functions. It's there to complete, as it were, the first section. It's there, as it were, to start the second section. Or it's there, as it were, to be a combination, like a buffer zone between the two of them. So it's not a buffer zone, and it's not an introduction to the next section. It's actually the end of the previous section. That's the point he says over here. And therefore the Kaddish, which we say after Birchus Kriya Shema, could be said even though he doesn't have 10 people anymore. But then the Gadamish Manasseh only had 9 people, so the Kaddish Tiskabel afterwards can't be said. Now, furthermore, they started silent Shema Nesrei with 10 people. So maybe we should argue they started silent Shema Nesrei with 10 people, they should be able to say the Kaddish afterwards. They started silent Shema Nesrei with 10 people, and before they said the Kaddish is gobbled by Maruv, which is not Chazaras HaShatz, it's just the Kaddish afterwards, one person left, so there's only 9 people left. Well, we started the Tefillah with 10. No, the Kaddish which comes afterwards stands on its own enough that that's not true. How do I know? A person could daven Maariv without 10 people. All these things we're talking about, the Chazar HaShatz, all the examples we said, once you start, you finish, and you keep going to whatever else is connected to it. It's all talking about something which you cannot do without 10 people. Tefillah can be done without 10 people. You don't get the Maariv of Tefillah, but Tzibur without 10 people. But Tefillah itself, which is what he's doing, can be done without 10 people. Okay. And nearly the who are the new Amru? There was 10 people for a period of Pesukah Zimra and Yishtabach, and somebody walked out right before they said the Kaddish. Well, you're my Kaddish. You can't say the Kaddish. Again, the same argument, because even though the Kaddish is there to be the Gemar of Pesukah Zimra, but Pesukah Zimra can be said without 10 people. So it's not, that's not called a haskola for our purposes, the yod, that you're allowed to continue. Obshita, Boruchu, Shehuinyan, Bethnehatsa, obviously you can't say Boruchu. Closer, Dover, Lelam, Yigmru, Ayur, Mekadosh, El Al, Dover, Shehoyat, Tzark, Lahaskol, Dafka, Benyud. So the rule is, it's something which required 10 to start with. If you had 10 to start with, you started with, and then you can say the Kaddish, which goes afterwards as well. Yimesh, Asorah, Beyachan, so even if the person, if we have a situation where a person can't answer, so there's 10 people here together in the room, and one person is still davening Shema Nesrei, so he can't answer. That doesn't bother me, because it's not a question of people, how many people are answering, it's a question of the Shekhinah's presence is there. When there are 10 people, and that the Shekhinah's presence is there when you have 10 people, even though one person can't answer. Mishabura says that it's appropriate to wake the person, and that he should also be zeichah to be able to answer. So a situation where a person is up or a person is sleeping, so even if the person is sleeping, so he's still mitzvah because he's a member of Klai. So actually there's a cloak is about this, and this is how we bask it, but the cloak is some argue he's sleeping. He's not shy as to the world of what we're saying at all. One opinion says that a Jew who's sleeping in the room, he brings a certain amount of kedusha there. He can eat the number 10 of the minyan, even though he's not awake. That's how we pass him. And therefore he's mitzarev in that situation. Have a good day.